Hallelujah. May peace be with you all.
Hallelujah. 愿各位平安。
Let's turn to the Bible, Matthew chapter 5, verse 15.
我们看到马太福音第五章第十五节。
Matthew chapter 5, verse 15.
马太福音第五章第十五节。
5:15.5:13.
我们看到第十三节。
5:13.
五章十三节。
You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men.Tonight, I'd like to use the topic, You are the salt of the world, as a topic for mutual encouragement.
今天我想要用你们是世上的盐这个题目来跟各位做互相的鼓励。
Thank God, I just came back from Africa.
感谢神，我刚刚从非洲回来。
One of the trips in Africa is to visit a town called Amanfam.
在那里我们有一个去一个部落的地方叫做 Amanfam.
Now, when we arrived at Amanfam, there was no brothers and sisters waiting for us in the chapel.
当我们到那个城市的时候，在会堂里没有弟兄姐妹来等着我们。
Only a full-time worker stationed over there.
只有这个在那里的全职的圣工人员。
Later on, the full-time worker shared with us the situation of that local church.
所以之后那个圣工人员就跟我们分享当地的一些状况。
For 10 years already, this church did not have any new member got baptized. On the other hand, they are losing some members.
在过去十年中啊，这个教会并没有新的信徒受洗，甚至他们失去了一些信徒。
We ask him why.
我们就问他们说为什么
？He says that because we have drunkards in this church, we have adulterers in this church, we have people like to argue with people in this church, and the church do not have good reputation in that village at all.
在教会中，我们在那边的教会中，我们他说我们有酒醉的人，有犯奸淫的人，有喜欢跟人吵论断吵架的人，所以在那个村庄中，这个教会的名声并不好。
No one like to come to church in that town.
所以在那个城市中没有人想要来到这教会。
Finally, we call them, and three brothers shows up.
之后我们打电话邀请他们来，之后有三位弟兄来到教会。
A worker preached this sermon, You are the salt of the world.
所以当那边的工人就讲了这个题目，你们是世上的盐。
I think this kind of Jesus saying not only for those people over there, is for every one of us.
这个耶稣的话并不只是给那些在非洲那些信徒们，也是给我们。
We know salt is a very valuable resource in the ancient time.
在古时候，盐是非常非常有价值的一个。
Many wars occurs because of fighting of salt.
很多战争都是因为盐而发起的。
Since it's very common and very valuable, and Jesus mentioned that you are very valuable on earth, you are the salt of the world.
因为这盐是非常的珍贵的，所以耶稣就说我们像盐一样的珍贵，就像。
Based on this sentence, we would like to study the functions of the salt. And why salt loses its taste, and what will be the consequences.
所以在借着这个经节，我们就可以来查考盐的功用，为什么？还有盐为什么会失去了味？然后盐失去味了之后会是什么样的？
If you log into internet, it will teach you that salt has already known.To have 14,000 ways to use this to use salt. Here, 14,000 different kinds of functions that human being can apply to use.
如果我们在网络上查的话，我们会发现说盐 人有办法，有14000种方法可以来使用这个盐。
The Bible mainly talk about three functions for the salt.
但是圣经中只讲到三种主要的功能。
Let's turn to Second Chronicle chapter 13 verse 5.
我们看到历代志下第五章。
Second Chronicle chapter 13 verse 5.
历代志下第十三章第五节。
Second Chronicle 13:5.
历代志下第十三章第五节。
Should you not know that the Lord God of Israel gave the dominion over Israel to David forever, to him and his sons, by a covenant of salt? God promised David and his children to be king forever.
在这里神应许大卫大卫跟他的子孙永远都做王。
Therefore, Jesus came from the descendants of David, and Jesus was the Savior, is the King of Kings.
耶稣从大卫的后裔而出，然后耶稣是王中之王。
And the law says that it is the covenant of salt, meaning that it will be never changed. This kind of covenant will be never changed. It's preserved.
神说这是立言约，就是不会坏，不会改变的。
So we see, salt is used to preserve, to guarantee the quality, the promise, the saying. It is guaranteed. It is preserved.
所以我们知道盐有一个功用，就是来保存，让东西不会损坏。
This time in the trip to Ghana, every other day, the government shut down the electricity.
这次去加拿大的时候，我们每隔一天呢就会没有电用。
Because they use water to generate electricity, and due to the drought season, the water level is very low. Therefore, they save electricity.
所以因为他们是用水力来发电，但是现在是干旱的季节，所以没有很多的水，所以他们需要来节约用。
So you can see many food, especially fish, or meat, has been preserved by salt in this country.
所以我们在这个国家中可以看到很多的用盐来腌制的鱼或者是肉。
So when the Bible says we are the salt of the world, our function is to preserve the truth of God, to preserve the teaching of Jesus, to preserve the quality of Christianity.
所以耶稣说我们是世上的盐，就是说我们要来保存这个神的道理，保存这耶稣的教训，保存这个纯正的基督。
You know, Jesus, God will never be changed yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
神不管昨天、今天还是未来都不会改变。
We shall not be changed by this world. Also,
我们也是一样，我们不要让我们被这个世界来改变。
We shall prevent the value of God be changed by this world.
我们要来保存这神的这价值，不要被让这个世界来改变。
Every time when I go to Africa, I have a very strong feeling concerning the heart of human being.
每一次我在去非洲的时候，我都会感受到人的心。
You see, when you visit a village without electricity, even though electricity is available, but some villages are too remote. They don't even have electricity pole. If you go to a place like this, no tap water, no electricity, you can see people over there, it's so easy for them to receive Holy Spirit.
所以每次我们去到一些村庄的时候，他们没有电或者是自来水来用。但是我们可以感觉到，就是他们很容易来得到圣灵。
We went to a town called Sapanso 3.
我们去到一个城市叫 Sapanso.
And really, when we pray together, like more than 1,000 people with the Holy Spirit, but at that time, almost all of them received Holy Spirit, and everybody saw visions. Those who receive the Holy Spirit are saw visions.
在这个城镇呢，我们一些大概有12位的还没有受圣灵的信徒们来祷告， 他们在几乎全部都领到领受到圣灵，而且他们都看到了异象。
But you use the same sermon to preach in big city like Accra, you do not see the same results.
但是如果我们用同样的道理来在大的城市里面来传讲的话，但是我们看到的结果不一样。
So you can see human heart has been modified by Hollywood, by TV, in big city.
所以我们知道在大城市的人的心呢，已经被这个世界，被这个电视来改变
了。Man has been changed, polluted by the civilization, by the evil one.
人的心已经被这个进化的来污染。
Now we are the salt of the world. We need to preserve the truth. We ourselves shall not be changed by this world.
所以我们是世上的盐，我们要来保存，然后让我们不要被这世界来改变。
Now, another function for salt, of course, is to purify.
另外一个盐的功用就是来洁净。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 30, verse 35.
我们看到出埃及记三十章第三十五节。
Exodus chapter 30, verse 35.
出埃及记第三十章第三十五节。
You shall make of this an incense, 30:35, a compound according to the art of the perfumers, salted, pure and holy. The Bible here says that, you know, when they make perfume according to God's teaching,They shall add salt, and the perfume will become purer and become holy.
在这里神教导他们要如果做这个香，这就是要加上盐，所以这个香能够清洁圣洁。
See in Second Kings, Elisha, pour some salt into some water. That water was a poison water, cannot be drink. It's not drinkable. But when the salt added into the water was purified and Then people was able to drink from the water. In Second Kings chapter 2,
在列王记下第二章呢，这个以利沙他将这个盐倒在这水的源头中，然后治好这个水，让本来这个水是不能喝的，但是因为盐，所以让这个水能够让人来喝。
So we are the salt of the world. Not only we shall not be modified or changed by this world, we shall influence this world. We shall Purify this world.
所以我们是世上的盐，我们不只要来保存我们自己，不要被改变，而且反而要让我们来洁净这个世界。
Recently, if you log into CNN.com, you will see there was a interesting report talk about Paris Hilton. She will be paid $1 million after she get out from jails, just for interview.
我们如果最近在大家有看新闻的话，我们可以看到一个有趣的新闻，就是当 Paris Hilton 他从监狱出来之后，他需要付100万。
People pay her $1 million just to interview her.
媒体需要付他100万来 访问他。
If you do not know who is this lady, just ask your teenagers.Almost all the teenagers know this lady, yeah.
如果你不知道这个人是谁的话，问这个年轻人，他们都应该知道。
Now her lifestyle is very materialized, very sinful, you know. But and she pursue a very fashionable way of life, and she become a role model for many youngsters nowadays.
她追求的是一种物质的生活，非常的非常物质的生活，所以让他成为现在时下年轻人许多年轻人的一个对象模仿的对象。
She is very influential. She is like a yeast that try to lead our youth to the wrong direction.
他非常的有影响力，好像这个笑一样想要带现在年轻人去一个错误的方向。
But on the other hand, we shall have different kind of influence.To this society,
但是另外但是我们对我们来讲，我们也是要对这个社会有不同的一种影响。
See, we see Jesus' teaching is the way to salvation. Jesus' thought can elevate our mind, and can purify. Jesus' teaching can purify this world, and we shall use Jesus' ways to modify this world.
耶稣的教训可以领导我们去救恩，耶稣的教训可以来洁净这个世界，所以我们要用耶稣来洁净这个世界。
When I go to Ghana, I observe a very interesting phenomena.
当我去到加拿大，我发现一件很有趣的事情。
That is that, you know, whenever you travel on a minivan, you know, the most common transportation over there is minivan. You can squeeze about 22 people in a minivan. And then on the way, you can see the driver always play Christian music.
在加拿大呢，最普通的交通工具就是一个箱型车，在车上可以挤了很多的人。我们在坐车的时候，这个司机都会放基督圣乐。
If you ask most of the members in Ghana, they will tell you that they are Christian.
如果我们问加拿大的信徒的话，他们都知道
加拿大的人，
加拿大的人，他们就说他们都通常都是基督徒。
And indeed, it is true. It is the fact that in Ghana, you can find few, very, almost no, or very few crime, in this country.
在这个加拿大呢，我们通常发现很少的这个犯罪率。
So go there, you don't need to preach Jesus. Everybody know Jesus already.
去那边你不需要去传讲耶稣，大家都知道耶稣。
We need to preach water baptism. We need to preach Holy Spirit.
我们所要传的是洗礼跟圣灵。
But one fact is that you can see Jesus' teaching has been purified most of the peoples in this country.
但是我们可以看到，在这个国家中，耶稣的教训已经让很洁净了很多很多的人。
Of course, now TV also invaded this country.
但现在的确，这个电视也进入了这个国家。
So we can see another influence also coming in, huh?
我们可以看到另外的一种的影响。
But no matter what, we are the salt of the world. We shall no matter where we go, we shall try to influence this world to go to the right direction.
不管怎么样，我们都是世上的盐，我们要来影响这个社会，来走向
to purify this world.
洁净这个世界，来走向一个。
Now, another function of salt is to soften, to make peace, to soften stuff and to make peace with people.
另外一个盐的功用就是来软化。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 9, turn to Mark chapter 9.
我们来看到马可福音第九章。
Verse 50, huh? Chapter 9, verse 50.
我们看到马可福音第九章第五十节。
9 chapter 50. Salt is good, but if the salt loses its flavor, how would you season it? Have salt in yourselves and have peace with one another. No, the Bible here says, "Have salt in yourself, then have peace with one another."
在这里，圣经讲到，你们里头应当有盐，彼此和睦。
Now salt can soften our heart, and salt can soften other people's heart too.
所以盐能够软化我们的心，也能够软化别人的
心。If you put salt with some cucumber is going to be softened.
如果我们把盐加在黄瓜上面，黄瓜会软化。
Now the Bible also says that our speech shall be seasoned with salt.
圣经也说，我们的话讲话要。用盐来调和。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 4.
我们看到哥罗西书第四章。
Colossians chapter 4.
哥罗西书第四章。
Colossians chapter 4 verse 6.
哥罗西书第四章第六节。
Colossians chapter 4 verse 6.
哥罗西书第四章第六节。
4, 6. Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each other. Here talk about our speech shall be very soft, shall come with grace, like seasoned with salt.
在这里讲到我们的言语要常常带着和气，好像用盐来调和一样。
See, many people try to prove that they are right. They speak in loud voice, angry voice.
当许多人想要证明他所说的是对的时候，他通常又会用生气或大声来说话。
It is not necessary.
这并不是必要。
We shall always have a gentle tongue because we are the salt of the world.
我们常常要有一个 温柔的心，温柔的舌头，因为我们是世上的。
Jesus said, "I am tender and lowly. You shall learn from me."
耶稣说他是
柔和谦卑的。
卑的
and if we are told, tender and lowly, Jesus in Song of Songs says that Jesus loved to see our face and loved to hear our voice.
如果我们是柔和谦卑的，在雅歌中。说到神会喜悦听我们的声音。
So we shall be, our speech shall be seasoned with salt.
所以我们的言语要用盐来调和。
That means that when we speak, we have a lot of love inside us and patience inside us.
对，这就是说，当我们说话的时候，我们要有很多的爱和很多的耐心。
We don't try to criticize people and complain to people.
我们不需要来向人来抱怨来。
Last Tuesday, we had Bible study in one of family service in Bowen Park area.
在上个礼拜二，我们在伯恩教会有家庭聚会。
We talk about when it comes to love, you need to sacrifice. You need to have labor of love.
当我们讲到如当我们说到爱，我们必须要有这个。工作有这个行动。
And they talk about, you know, the cooking team really in the church, they really dedicate a lot of love. They hide themselves in the kitchen, and then demonstrate a lot of, you know, unspoken love, in the corner.
的确，在教会中的这个饮炊事主呢，他们奉献了很多的爱在默默在这个。
But one sister also commented that, but after, if some people do not do a good job in cooking, people start grumbling, hey, how come the food is too salty? Or, you know, that kind of mentality or attitude.
但是当这个食物并不是那么好吃的时候，就会有人来抱怨说，为什么这个会这样，会那样。
Actually, our words should be seasoned with salt. We should.We always shall speak some words that can edify other people.
但是让我们的言语来用言来调和，让我们懂时常说造就人的话。
Now, Jesus said, "You are the salt of the world."
耶稣说我们是世上的盐。
And he also said, "If the salt lost its taste, then the salt become useless."
也说到当盐失了味的时候，这盐就没有。
Now we try to think about why salt will lose its taste.
那我们来想想看，盐为什么会失味呢？
If you really study into salt, you will notice that salt is a very stable mineral. Pure salt will never lose its taste.
当如果我们来研究这个盐的话，我们知道盐本身呢是非常稳定的矿物，所以它。纯的盐的话，它是不会失去味道的。
But we know when Jesus talk about salt in his generation, many people use rock salt. The salt can, without current technology, the salt in that generation is really pure. They are mixed with other elements.
但是当耶稣在讲的盐的时候，当他们那个时代的盐。是并没有现在的科技，所以他们的盐是盐是在石头上面的，有很多其他的杂质。
When I was a little kid, our pastor teach us that when they cook, they would throw their rock salt into the food, and the salt will be melted. Then the leftover will be a solid rock, and it will be thrown away.
当时候传道在教导我们的时候都说，当他们在煮饭的时候会将这个盐也丢进去。然后当他们用完之后，这个所剩下来的就是石头，所以会就可以丢掉。
But let us think about ourselves. Now we are supposed to be the salt of the world of earth. Now what makes us to lose the taste of Christ, the taste of Christian, of a good Christian? What makes us to lose it?
就当我们想到我们自己，我们是世上的盐，那让我们想想看，是什么东西能够让我们失去这个？
That is, if our soul is not as pure as like pure soul, we are contaminated with the worldly stuff, then we will lose our taste.
所以也就是说，当我们这个盐并不是纯非常纯的盐的时候，有其他的杂质混在里面，那我们就会
Let's say if a Christian lose pure love, true love first, I think it will lose the taste of Christ.
当一个基督失去了最纯的爱，最真的爱的话，会失去人的味道。
Revelation chapter 2 verse 4。
我们看到启示录第二章第四节。
Revelation chapter 2 verse 4。
启示录第二章第四节。
Chapter 2 verse 4. Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love. Although warned the church over here that you, the church of Ephesus, you have lost your pure first love.
在这里神来警告着以弗所教会说，他们失去了离弃了起初的爱心。
Now, if we have true love, we can attract people. Just like Jesus said, when I am lifted up, many people, millions of people will be attracted to him.
如果我们有真的爱的话，我们能够吸引，就是说被举起之后，很多人都会被他吸引。
True love have great influence.
真的爱呢有很大的影响。
True love of Christian can really touch your heart.
基督徒的真爱能够真正的来感动你。
They can test that Christ is in you if a person have a true love.
如果一个人有真的爱，他们人可以在他身上看到，来尝到耶稣。
Nowadays, people do not like to pursue after true love.They like to pursue benefit.
在现在社会，人没有许多人喜欢来追求真爱，他们所追求的是利益。
Now, even we go to Ghana, some of the churches do not feed us at all.
当我们去到加纳，有时候有些教会根本没有让我们来吃。
They thought we are missionary. We are Westerners. We are rich. Therefore, they try, you know.They feed us for 3 days, and we got responsible for the rest of the other meals. Yeah.
所以他们认为我们从西方来，我们应该很有钱，所以，他们帮我们准备三天的食物，然后就之后我们要自己来准备。
Of course, we can understand their feeling, huh?
当然我们可以了解他们的感受。
But I'm really very touched by this missionary trip because of 4 widows in this missionary trip.
但是我在这一次的这个旅途中，我让有四个寡妇让我很感动。
See, two of the widows live in the same house.
有两个寡妇住在同一个房子。
They give us free lodging and free meals.
让我们免费的住在那里，免费的供给我们食物。
And guess what? They are not even TCC member.
但是甚至他们并不是我们真耶稣教会信徒。
They determine these two widows determined to receive any strangers come to their town, they will receive them into their house.
他们这两个寡妇，他们下定决心，只要有陌生人来到这个城市，他们就会接待他们。
I was so touched by this kind of love that you can only discover in the Bible.
这样子的爱，我们只能够在圣经中找到这种爱，让我感到非常。
So you can see, Abraham received guests and unaware of that, he received angels, huh?
在亚伯拉罕他来接待这客人呢，他在无意中接待到天使。
Now this woman did not know, you know, really they receive us. They indeed receive the true gospel into their house.
这两个妇人他们不知道。他们接待了我们，的确，他们接到真正的真理到他们家中。
And really, from them, even though they are yet to be TJC member, they are, you know, they will accept the truth in the near future. But you can see, actually, they already believe in Jesus. They just deny perfect truth. You can see Jesus, Jesus' love is in them. It's very touching.
虽然他们并不是真耶稣教会的信徒，但是。他们已经相信耶稣，所以我们可以看到从他们身上看到耶稣身上的爱。
Now, if we lose the pure truth, we will lose. Of course, our salt will also lose its taste.
但是如果我们失去了真正的真理的话，我们的这个盐也会失去味道。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 2, verse 14 to 15.
我们看到启示录第二章的
14-15. But I have few things against you because you have.There, chapter 2, verse 14.
第二章第十四节。
You have there those who hold the doctrine of Balaam, who told Balak to put a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed to idols, and to commit sexual immorality. 15. Thus, you also have those who hold the doctrine of Nicolaitans, which things I hate. Repent, else I will come to you quickly. So we can see that this church allowed the wrong teaching to be taught in the church.
我们可以看到在这个教会中, 他们允许这个错误的教导,
you see, only truth can bring people to the true salvation, to make people to taste the true kingdom of God.
就真理能够带领人到, 得到真正的救恩, 能够尝到天国的味道。
Now, truth, if love is not based on truth, that kind of love is very, very dangerous.
如果这个爱不是建立在真理之上的话, 这个爱是非常的, 危险。
That kind of love can be abused.
这样的爱能够被, 会被, 滥用。
So really, when we go to Africa to preach, of course we have great love to African people. A lot of time, we got to show some tough love also.
我们到, 非洲去传教, 我们的确, 我们都很爱, 那些人, 但是,
for us to help them, you know, maybe for you to help them is very easy. But if you notice that the help, if they look at us, they only look at help, not look at Jesus, then they are in trouble with their faith.
的确，让我们来帮助他们是并不困难的事情, 但是如果他们看我们只看到了帮助而不是看到耶稣的话, 这是他们很
So I read an article written by a preacher who preached in Africa. He talked about he has a chocolate. He feels reluctant if he should share that chocolate with the local people over there. chocolate, huh? He has some chocolate with him. Then he think a lot before he share the chocolate with the local people over there.
我读到一个 传教士的在非洲传教的传教士的一个文章，他说到，他有带着巧克力去，但是他在分享给其他人的时候，他想了很多。You
don't want make them to think that when they see you, they see chocolate only, not Jesus Christ.
他说不希望他们看到他的时候，只看到巧克力，而不是看到耶稣。So
really, a lot of time our love is very tough. It's tough love. But it's really for the sake of gospel.
有时候我们这做这个很难的、很困难的一种决爱的决定， 但是, 我们所做的都是为了。
Now, if we lose the pure truth, really, when people test us, they do not truly test the kingdom of God.
如果我们失去了这纯正的真理的话， 当人来尝我们的时候, 他们没有办法尝到这天国的滋味。
The Bible here says that they allow the teaching of Balaam. Balaam, he was a prophet of who only covet for money.
在这里讲到, 巴兰的教训, 巴兰是一个先知, 但是他只为了钱来讲。
See, really, if you go to Africa, you can see many churches go up very quickly and go down very quickly, up and down immediately.
我们在非洲可以看到很多的教会, 他们很快的成长,
但是很快的又掉下来。 I'm not talking TJC right now. TJC are growing stably, slowly but stably.
我并不是在讲, 这耶稣教会, 这耶稣教会是缓慢的在成长。
I was in a minivan and we saw a young man with, you know, trying to use the minivan also to move his house, and he stuffed the roof of the minivan, the top of the minivan, with all his personal properties.
我们坐在这个箱型车上面的时候，有一个年轻人呢，他想要用的这个车子来搬家，所以在车顶上都是他的东西。
Just by the his personal property, you can tell that this man is a rich man.
但是我们只要看到他的物品呢，我们就知道他是有钱的人。
But later on, we find out that when he get out of the car, he cannot pay the bus fee, the minivan fee.
但是我们发现呢，当他下车的时候呢，他没有办法来付这个车的钱。
He had good two very good speakers. The driver then took the speakers away as his bus fee.
他有很好的这个音响，所以这个 司机呢就拿他的音响当做他的车费。
After he get off, one of the our church worker, live in the same town, told me that he was a ministers, full-time preachers in the same town, that we have two Jesus church over there, huh?
之后这个有一个住在就跟他同一个村庄的人呢，就跟我们说他是另外一个教会的一个传教士。
You see, when he come to that village, nobody know him, and he preach. Many body come to him. They don't notice that he's a cheater, he's a liar. You know, only use the donation to buy for his own personal property, and then people discover it, and they left one by one, and he become broke, and he gotta move away to the other town to start over again.
当他来到这个城的时候，他开始传教，很多人被他吸引过来。但是他之后，他们发现他只是要来用这些钱来满足他自己，所以之后一个一个的走了，所以他只好再到下一个城教。
So you can see, without pure truth, how can people test the goodness inside us?
所以没有这纯正的真理，人们怎么能够尝到我们的？
Now, even we have love, we have truth, but without power, our thought will lose its test also.
但如果我们没有有爱没有真理，但是没有这个力量的话，我们这个言也会失了味。
Let's read Revelation chapter 3, verse 15.
我们看到启示录第三章第十五节。
15 and 16.
十五十六节。
3, 15 and 16.
三章十五十六节。
I know your word that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot. 16. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. God warning another church. Jesus keep warning to another church, saying that they do not have power to become very zealous for the Lord. They are lukewarm.
在这里，神向另外一个教会来警告说，他们没有这个力量，因为他们是一个不冷不热。
You see how rock salt was formed. Rock salt is formed by the evaporation of salty water. Yeah, that's how rock salt is formed.
这个岩是怎么形成的？
石岩
呢是怎么形成的呢？它就是。用这个在这个盐水中来蒸发之后所剩下的。
Yes, so you can see it can be salty because always receiving the from the salty water and it can be accumulated and become very salty rock.
就是因为时常的有这个盐水来在它上面它的吸收，然后它才会最后成为这个石头。
The same token for us to be a powerful Christian.We shall always receive the influence, the power, the vapor, the breath, from our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以对我们也是一样，我们也要时常的来接受从神来的这个盐水，这样的气来让我们有这个成为盐。
Paul says that I speak more tongues than any one of you.
保罗说我比你们更多说方言。
Therefore, the Bible describes that he, when no matter where he go, he can turn that city upside down.
就是说他不管去哪里，他都可以将这个城市来颠倒。
See, in Ghana, we have 5 full-time workers.
在加纳，我们有五位全职的圣工人员。
Now we can see some worker, a particular one, he was able to, just from, four churches, he was able to expand it in 3 years to eight worshiping place, very quickly.
在我们他们在其中有一位呢，我们可以看到他，他在三年中将这个四个教会呢扩展到八间。
But one of them, you can see, when it comes to ordination, he will be postponed. The other four will be ordained next year, but only he will be postponed for many.For years, to be ordained.
但是在让我们要来安立的时候，其中四位呢会明年会安立，但是他可能会在
有一位呢
会延后。
Now you can see when you co-work with them, you can see that Their praying spirit is very different.
在我们可以看到他的祷告的灵是不同。
灵是一样, their praying, the effort they put into prayer is very different.
他们这个花在祷告上的功夫是不一样。
Because the one who walk powerfully for the Lord, the prayer is very firm and very powerful.
这个很为神来工作的这位呢, 我们可以看到他的祷告是非常的用心。
But the other one, we can see his prayer is quite weak.
另外一位我们可以看到他的祷告是非常的软弱。
So we can see without the power of God, how can people see Jesus in you?
所以没有神的力量的话, 我们人怎么可能这样看到耶稣?
We may have a lot of knowledge, we may have a lot of good motivation, but there's no way for us to carry out.
虽然我们有很多的知识, 我们有很好的这个动机, 但是我们没有力量来行出来。
Therefore, salt might lose his taste.
所以这样子盐会失去它的味道。
Because we lost the true love, truth, and power.
因为我们失去了真爱, 真理, 还有真理。
Now, what happened if we lost the taste?
所以我们失去力量, 失去味道之后会怎么样?
First of all, the Bible gave us warning, yeah?
首先, 圣经给我们这个,
Let's read Matthew 5:13 again.
Matthew 5:13.
You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt lost its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to throw out and trample under feet by men. You can see, it warns us that if it lost its flavor, it has no use at all. It's good for nothing.
在这里圣经警告我们，如果失去了味, 就没有用。
You see, warning to us, to ourselves, is very important for us to continue have us to keep the taste of Jesus Christ.
所以让我们继续来保持这个耶稣基督的味道的话, 这个警告对我们来说是很有用。
In this society, which is full of polite and superficial civilization, maybe it's not superficial. I mean, this society, we talk about politeness, yeah? Therefore, when we preach or when we talk, very likely we do not like to give negative approach of saying. We like to give positive way of saying, oh?
在这个社会上，我们常常讲的是要有礼貌。所以，我们当我们在传道的时候，我们时常都只说不太说负面的。
But Jesus sometimes did not care about this, oh? He said, "If you believe, it's your salvation. If you do not believe, you will be condemned." Warning message was given.
但是耶稣，我们可以看到耶稣常常并不是这样子想的。 因为他说，你相信的话就会得救，不相信就会被定罪。
So today we shall try to use warning to remind us.
所以我们现在常常要用这个警告来提醒。
We will become useless if we cannot, nobody can test the goodness as a Christian from us.
如果没有人可以从我们身上来尝到这基督耶稣的味道的话，我们就没有用。
It is like the feet to a crippled person. The feet is no use.
就好像对一个瘸子来说，他的脚一样。
It was like a torch in Africa. It has no electricity. You got to throw this torch away. Torch, the flashlight.
如果就好像在非洲的话，这个手电筒没有电的话，这也没有用。
See, many things, many garbage still can be used for fertilizer, yeah? But salt, when it has no use, it cannot even be used as fertilizer.
很多的废物能够再来回收或者是再来利用它， 但是这个盐如果失去了味的话就没有用。
It can only be stumble under human beings' feet.
只能够让人来践踏。
So we shall let people see Jesus in us.
所以要让人在我们身上看到耶稣。
We shall always attach to the true vine and bear the fruit for our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们要一直的 来连到这个真葡萄树上来结果。
If we do not bear fruit, the Bible says we'll be cut off and thrown into the fire and get burned.
如果我们没有结果的话, 圣经上跟我们说我们会被砍下来, 丢在火里。
Let's read another verse, Zechariah chapter 11.
我们再看一个章节, 撒迦利亚书11章。
11 verse 17.
撒加利亚书十一章第十七节。
Woe to the worthless shepherd, 11:17. Who leaves the flock, a sword shall be against his arms, and against his right eye, his arm shall completely wither, and his right eye shall be totally blinded. When I read this, I'm really got a little bit frightened,
huh?
It will become useless, worthless. Then our arms, you know, our eyes, will be no use in front of God. We will be trembled under people's feet. No wonder, when people cannot find good believers in the church you are from, no true seekers added to that church.
所以的确在这个 Amen from 这个城市中，人们没有看到这个好的信徒的话，当然没有人要来。
Then a worker got to go to another town to start to preach. Over there, huh?
工人需要再去到另外一个城市来传传。
So today, we reflect ourselves by the topic of, you are the salt of the world.
所以今天让我们用这个题目，我们是世上的盐。
Can people test the taste of Christ in you?
人们可以在我们身上尝到这基督耶稣的味道。
May the Lord bless us.
让愿神来祝福。
Let's sing him.
我们唱诗。
Let me wish you.